感谢主耶稣，我们可以一大早到教会来敬拜神。
I thank the Lord that we can come to the church early morning to worship Him.
我们昨天谈到耶撒华，他是一个爱神也爱恨神的人。
Yesterday we talked about King Jehoshaphat. He's a person who loved God, also hated God.
Love the one who hate God. Love the one who hate God.
Love the one who hate God.
那我们学习到我们不应该爱那些恨神的人，但是我们要竭力的爱神。
So we learn that we should not love those who hated God, but we should love God with all our,
今天早上我们来谈这个亚哈的亲家公哈，对不起耶撒华的亲家公亚哈。
Today, we studied Ahab, who is the in-law of Jehoshaphat.
这个亚哈，我们一般人呢，对他的印象很坏。
Everybody has a bad impression on Ahab.
圣经上讲没有人像亚哈一样。
The Bible said nobody is like Ahab.
因为他把自己给卖了。
Because he sold himself.
我们来看历代志下。
Please refer Second Chronicles.
我们把红线夹在历代志下十九章。
Chapter 19 of Second Chronicles.
历代志下的二十一章。
21。
历代志下二十一章二十节。
Verse 20。
亚哈对以利亚说：“我的仇敌啊，你找到我吗？”他回答说：“我找到你了。”
列王，对。
列王记上二十章的二十节。
Second King
列王记上 First King。
First King Chapter 20。
列王记上二十一章二十节，对不起，还早，头脑不清醒。
First King chapter 21 and verse 20。
因为你卖了自己，行神眼中看为恶的事。二十五节。
25。
从来没有人像亚哈的，因他自卖，行神眼中看为恶的事。圣经上一直在形容呢，亚哈他是卖了自己的人。
These two verses describe Ahab sold himself.
小弟自己读圣经的感受是，其实亚哈他是一个相当仁慈的王。
When I read the Bible, I feel that Ahab was actually a merciful king.
因为连外邦的王都知道亚哈很仁慈啊。
Because even the Gentile king knew Ahab was merciful.
这个亚哈很喜欢种菜。
Ahab liked to have a plant vegetation.
我总觉得喜欢种菜的应该是，如果不是为了生活，应该是热爱生命的人。
So I always feel a person who loves planting a garden is a person who loves life.
他一定很会欣赏生命的成长，生命的可爱。
He enjoy watching the growth.Of the life.
我们常常说他夺了拿伯的葡萄园，其实他刚开始不是的，他刚开始要买，或者要跟他换。
We always say he robbed the person a neighbor, but actually initially he tried to purchase the land from neighbor.
这个人实在是一个相当好的人。
So he was a pretty good man.
谁会把自己卖掉了呢？
But who actually sold himself?
通常是烂好人才会把自己卖掉。
Because he was he just too good to everybody.
所以我们今天呢，用亚哈自卖，我们来谈三点。
So today, from the story of Ahab sold himself, we learn three points.
我们来谈他卖给恶人呢，卖给恶人哈。
First, he sold himself to the evil people.
再来我们来谈一谈他卖给他的太太，卖给爱情。
He sold himself to his wife, the love, the one he loves.
他把自己卖给美丽的谎言。
And lastly, he sold himself to some beautiful lies.
亚哈这个对恶非常的仁慈哈。
Ahab was very merciful to evil.
我们来看列王记上二十章的三十一节。
Let's read 21 verse 30.
这个在谈到便哈达跟亚哈的一个征战的历史。便哈达跟亚哈征战的历史。
This talk about Ben-Hadad and Ahab, the battle between them.
后来亚哈战胜了。
And eventually, Ahab had victory.
我们来看三十一节，二十章三十一节。
Chapter 20, First King, verse 30.
列王记上二十章三十一节。
Verse 31.
到三十四节。
To 34.
他的臣仆对他说：“我们听说以色列王都是仁慈的王，所以你看，亚哈以什么为闻名呢？以仁慈做闻名哦，他是一个好人哦。
So this verse described that the king of Israel were merciful.
所以我们现在不如束腰啊，头腰束麻布，头戴绳索，出去投降以色列王，或者啊，他存留王的性命。三十二节。
32.
于是腰束麻布，头戴绳索，去见以色列王，说：“王的仆人便哈达说，求王存留我的性命。”亚哈说：“他还活着吗？他是我兄弟。”亚哈说：“这个坏蛋是我兄弟。”
So here, Ahab said, "The evil man was his brother."
三十三节，这些人留心探出他的口气来，便急忙就着他的话说：“便哈达是王的兄弟。”王说：“你们去请他来。”便哈达出来见王，王就请他上车。三十四节。便哈达对王说：“我父从你那父那里所夺的诚意，我必归还。你可以在大马色立啊四街立啊立街四像，我父在撒玛利亚所立的一样。”亚哈说：“我照此立约，放你回去。”于是就立与他立约，放他去了。我们这里看到亚哈对恶啊很仁慈。
Here we see Ahab was very kind to evil people.
他把自己卖给坏人了。
See, so first he sold himself to those bad people.
我们知道这个神是要定义啊灭绝便哈达的。
We know God's will was to destroy Ben-Hadad.
为什么呢
？Why？
如果你从二十章仔细看，这个人非常的狂傲。
If we read entire chapter 20, we can see this was a very arrogant man.
亚哈呢，在二十章的第二节啊，当便哈达跟他讲说呢，我要你的妻子啊，儿女中最美的啊，跟金银呐 我都要啊。那亚哈实在是很软弱，很仁慈。好啦，你要我这个金银财宝，要我儿女中妻子中最美的，你可以拿去了。
Verse 3, Ben-Hadad said, "Your silver, gold are mine, and the best of your wife and children are mine." And Ahab replied, "Just as you say, my lord, the king, I have all, I and all have are yours."
那 Ben-Hadad 想一想，哇，这个太少了，因为他现在身边带着三十二个王啊。他说呢，我们这些人进到你们撒玛利亚，每一个人捧一把泥尘土呢，都够把你们尘土都捧完了啦。所以他这个利益太少了，他要求要更多啊。
Ben-Hadad was not satisfied, and he wants more.
所以他又派使者这样讲哦，我臣仆所看到的，到你臣仆家中所看到，他们喜欢的，通通要拿走了。
And then he said, all my servant came to your house, and whatever they see and they want, you should give to them.
所以你看到Ben-Hadad贪得无厌。
So we can see that how greedy Ben-Hadad was.
那亚哈就跟大臣商量怎么办呢？连你们家最好的他们都要拿走呢。
So Ahab discussed with his servant, "What should we do?"
大臣说来打。
So his servant said, "Now let's fight against Ben-Hadad."
十三节谈到有一个先知来见亚哈。
In verse 13, a prophet came to see Ahab.
你们现在哦都拜偶像哦，全国都拜偶像，让你们知道哦。天上的神才是真神呢！我现在预言哦，你们要得胜啊！
This prophet said, you were idol worshippers. Only God in heaven is true God. Now I prophesy, your enemy will be in your hands."
那十四节，然后就那怎么打仗呢
？So Ahab asked the prophet, "How shall we fight?"
那个先知就说啊，省长的那个。232个特种部队跟你去打就可以了。
He said, "You choose the young officer of the provincial commander, 232 men."
你亲自率领了。
you should lead them yourselves.
真的咧，他们真的以寡击众啊，把打了这个胜仗。
Eventually, they won the war with just a few people.
那一年之后呢，便哈达又再来。
One year later, Ben-Hadad came again.
因为他们说呢，这个以色列的神是三神，我们在平原跟他们打一定会赢。
And they say, the God of Israel is dwell in mountain, so we fight a war in a plain, and we will win.
为什么这些外邦人会说以色列人是三神？因为以色列人的主要城市，无论是伯利恒，无论是耶路撒冷，无论是希伯伦这些大的城市统统是在山上。
This is because all the major Israel city, Bethlehem, they are all on built on top of mountains.
所以他们说呢，我们到平原打，我们的神一定会打赢了。
So they say, if we fight a war on a plain, we will win.
先知又来跟亚哈讲说，要让这些外邦人知道神不只是三神他是全人类的神
So the prophet came and said again.This time, God will show them. God is not only the God on the mountain, but also on the plain.
所以我要把这些人通通交在你的手中啊。
So God said, I will give you all your enemy into your hands.
后来亚哈果然又打赢了。
So this time, Ahab won the war again.
但是我们看到这个便哈达，他这个人真的很狂、很傲，而且很藐视神。
So we can see Ben-Hadad is a person who.Not only arrogant to people, but also he looked down on God.
是神定义要灭绝的人。
So God determined to destroy him.
可是呢，亚哈真的是对恶人太仁慈，把自己卖给对恶的仁慈。
So Ahab was too merciful to these evil people.
所以呢，他打赢之后呢，把他放走了。一个先知又来警告他了。
So when he let those the defeated enemy go, and the prophet came to see him again.
这很好玩哦，先知叫一个同伴说，哎，你打我吧。那个同伴说，我干嘛打你呢？那个先知就说，你不打我，你出去会被狮子咬死。果然他一出去就被狮子咬死了。
So the prophet came to said his companion, said, strike me with your weapon, but the man refused. The prophet said, because you have not obeyed the law, as soon as you leave me, a lion will kill you. And after the man went away, a lion found him and killed him.
那他要跟一个同伴讲说，哎，你打我吧。这个同伴吓死了，因为另外一个同伴被打死了。哎，不打白不打，来把你打伤了。
And so the prophet found another man and said, strike me. So the man struck him and wounded him.
那这个先知的门徒受伤了，他就这个头戴头圣经上讲哦，他就用头巾蒙眼，改换面目因为这个先知的门徒亚哈认识的，所以他用这种方法呢，让亚哈不认识他。
So the prophet disguised himself and with the headband down over his eyes.
然后他就假装问这个，他就问亚哈一个 scenario 一个故事。
So when the king passed by, the prophet asked him a question.
他说呢，仆人在上阵的时候，打仗的时候呢，有一个人带跟我讲说呢，你要看守一个人如果把他看守丢了呢，我的性命要赔他的性命或者是要付钱。
Your servant went into the thick of battle, and someone came to me with a captive and said, "Guard this man. If he's missing, it will be your life for his life, or you must pay a talent of silver."While your servant was busy here and there, the man disappeared.
那王啊，那怎么办呢？我把那个人丢了，怎么办呢
？And so what shall I do?
王说：照你说的，你就要赔人家，你的命要赔他，换他的命啊。
And this is your sentence. The king of Israel said, "You have pronounced it yourself."
四十节，亚哈那个先知就把那个头巾拿下来，亚哈说：哇，原来是一个先知的门徒啊。
Then the prophet quickly removed his headband from his eye, and the king of Israel recognized him as one of the prophets.
他就说：哎，照你的话定你的罪了。
So he said to the king, "This is what the Lord said: You have set free a man I have determined to should die, and so this will be your sentence."
我们来读四十二节
，verse 32，
二十章四十二节
，chapter 20, verse 32。
他对王说：“主如此说，因你将我定要灭绝的人放去，你的命必代替他的命，你的民必代替他的民。”四十三节
，43。
以色列王闷闷不乐的回到撒玛利亚，进了他的宫所以 有时候神让我们灭绝的事情呢，我们不可以太仁慈。
So when God determined to kill someone, destroy someone, we should be not be merciful to that people.
今天神是什么东西啊？命定要灭绝的呢？
So what are things that God determined to destroy today?
在我们生活当中啊，神命定我们呢啊，要除掉生活当中所有的污秽。
So God has determined that we should remove all the filthy things from our lives.
其实这些污秽实际上有时候用小狐狸来形容，其实他们对我们来讲是很可爱的。
The Bible sometimes use a fox to represent these filthy things.
这些小狐狸啊，有时候是我们这个 premium cable 的一些节目。
Sometimes these fox are those premium cable programs.
或是网络上的一些网址。
Or some web address on the internet.
或者是我们生活当中一些不当有的人际关系的一个存在。
Or some unlawful relationship in our daily life.
神说你们到迦南地去的时候要把那里的人要除掉。
So God told the Israel people, when you go to Canaan, you should destroy those people.
我们的心呢就是神的一个。神的一个天国就在我们心里面了。
The kingdom of heaven is in our heart.
里面了所以呢，我们应该把里面的那个罪恶啊，要把它除干净。
So we should clean up all the sins in our heart.
所以我们也不要把自己啊卖给这个对罪恶的仁慈。
So we should not sell ourselves to the evil things.
我们常常说这个 NYTS 啊是杀手训练营啊。
杀手
啊。训练杀手的。
Sometimes we call NYTS is like the camp that train killers.
我们呢训练他们要杀掉自己的情欲。
Because we train them to kill their lust.
我们在日常生活当中有些我们知道是不好的，但是我们又很难把它放掉。
In our daily life, there's something that's not good, but we are reluctant to give it up.
有时候我们脾气不好，我们也觉得说，哎，这个就是我的本色啊。
For example, sometimes we have bad temper. We say, "Oh, this is my nature."
有时候我们比较懒惰，我们会说人生干嘛那么积极呢？
Sometimes we are lazy. We say, "Why should I work so hard?"
其实啊，神要我们呢、能够活出基督徒的光辉来。
But God asks us to shine the light of a Christian.
所以我们对那些不好的我们不要心存善念。
So for those evil things, we should not be merciful to them.
或者我们把自己都卖给这些罪恶了。
Otherwise, we will sell ourselves to these evil sins.
我们知道一点点罪恶有时候会造成极大的影响。
We know even a little sin can become have a very major impact.
所以涓滴啊可以成为大海，
That's
颗粒可以成为礁石。
So a little drop of water by water, drop by drop, it will become an ocean.
一根刺啊可以让一个人送命。
A little thorn can kill a person.
一片云啊可以遮住阳光。
A small cloud can block sunshine.
我们看诗篇的九十七篇第十节。
Please read Psalm 97.
诗篇九十七篇第十节。
97 verse 10.
诗篇九十七篇第十节。
Psalm 97 verse 10.
你们爱主的都当恨恶罪恶，他保护圣民的性命。搭救他们脱离恶人的手，这里说我们这些爱神的人呢，都当恨恶罪恶。
Let those who love the Lord hate evil.
我记得以前有个年轻人刚信主不久。
I remember a young person who believed the Lord.
后来他们把他家的电视都把他丢了。
And then they removed his TV from the home.
我不是说我们不可以看电视了哈，小弟家也有电视。
I don't mean that we should not watch TV. I have a TV at my home.
但是这个年轻人给我很感动的地方就是呢，他常说一句话，他说呢，这个 live a simple life is a great wisdom. 他说，真的过简单的生活是一个极大的智慧。
This young man after he believed the Lord, he removed throw away his TV set. He said, live a simple life is a great wisdom.
他说，其实电视是他生命当中罪恶的来源。
He said TV is actually the source of the evil in his life.
他没有办法控制那个 remote control.
He cannot control the remote control.
所以呢，他就把它扔了。
So he threw it away.
我不是说我们一定要扔它，我是说我们要想办法不要对把自己卖给那个罪恶对罪恶太仁慈。
So we should not be merciful to the evil thing.
其实没有罪真的是一身轻啊。
So when one does not have sin, he feels very light.
你看亚哈把自己卖给对罪仁慈啊，他就闷闷不乐啊。最后就闷闷不乐。
We saw what happened to Ahab when he sold himself to the evil things. He went away sullen and angry.
所以有时候罪啊，会像这个约拿坐的那艘船哦。有时候罪啊，让我们平静的海啊，会起了欢腾的风浪。
Just like the ship that Jonah was on, because of sin, even a very, very peaceful sea got into a storm.
所以亚哈把自己卖给对罪恶的仁慈。
So here we see Ahab, he was merciful to evil things, and then he sold himself.
亚哈自卖。
He sold himself.
他把自己卖给对太太的爱情。
He sold himself to his love for his wife.
他这个爱太太爱到没有真理的原则。
He loved his wife to the extent he disregard all the truth.
我们看列王记上二十一章二十五节。
Let's read First King chapter 21 verse 25.
二十一章二十五节。
Chapter 21 verse 25.
列王记上二十一章二十五节。
Verse 25.
从来没有人像亚哈的，因他自卖，行神眼中看为恶的事，受了王后约洗别的耸动。二十六节，就照着主在以色列人面前所赶出的亚摩利人行了可憎的事，信从偶像。这边提到说亚哈是卖给谁呢？他实在是一个好人，仁慈的王，那就是对太太太好了。
Ahab was a merciful man. He was too good to his wife.
那所以呀，太太即使把他的那个国家的亚瑟拉巴利带来国家，甚至把整个国家偶像化，他都任凭啊，他太太去做这些不好的事情。
Even though his wife brought all kind of idol to the country, he allowed her to do so.
神为了要训练以利亚可以挽回以色列人的信仰，训练他三年多之久。
God spent 3 years to train Elijah in order to save the faith of the Israel people.
后来以利亚邀亚哈到山上去啊，要看看哪一位才是真神。
So later Elijah invited King Ahab to the mountain to test whose God is the true God.
亚哈亲眼看到那些巴利的先知一天从早到晚叫啊，这个擦自己的身体啊。什么事情都没有发生。
Ahab saw that those prophets of Baal injured themselves and then tried to pray to their God and nothing happened.
以利亚在献晚祭的时候一祷告不得了，那个火从天上下来。
But when the time of evening sacrifice arrived, Elijah prayed and God sent fire to burn the offering.
亚哈亲眼看到那个祭坛上的牛被烧了，那个肉块被烧了，祭坛被烧了，祭坛旁边的水被烧了，一切都成为灰烬。
And Ahab saw him with his own eyes how the fire from heaven burned sacrifice, even burned the water near the altar.
以利亚又跟他讲说，你去吃喝哈，我去祷告啊，等一下会下雨哦。
And then Elijah told Ahab.Now you could go up and eat, and because later there will be rain.
果然不得了，那个快要下雨了。他跟亚哈讲说：“赶快套车下山，雨要下来了。”
And then he asked Ahab to get onto the carriage because the rain is coming.
三年零六个月没有下雨啊，就是因为以利亚跟他讲那么一句话跟他预言，果然倾盆大雨啊。
For 3.5 years there was no rain.And just because Elijah prayed, and then the rain came.
后来又看到，怎么一个黑影从他的马车闪过？原来以利亚好像有轻功一样，跑到他马车面前。
And then Ahab saw how God empowered Elijah so that he was able to run before Ahab's chariot.
如果我是以利亚，我一定会想说：“哎呀，感谢主，亚哈终于看到神的大权能。如今呢，一定会好好带全国归向神呢。”
So if this I would say, thank the Lord. Now Ahab saw the great power of God. So from now on, he will worship God only.
谁知道故事不是这样写的
？But this is not what the story goes on.
我们看十九章第一节。
In chapter 19, verse 1,
亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别。第二节，耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说：“明日约在这个时候，如果不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重向我有。”这个亚哈真的没有回去，一五一十的跟老婆我跟你报告一下哦。
When he went back, he told everything to his wife Jezreel, Jezebel.
那个先知都被杀了啦。
He said all the prophets were killed.
哇，这两件惊爆呢。这个人大概很怕老婆啊。
So this man feared his wife.
所以要报告太太啊。
So he reported everything to his wife.
所以你说以利亚怎么可以不逃命呢？这个这么大的神迹，本来以为可以挽回王的心，可是这个王竟然这么听老婆的话哦，那竟然说放话要杀我的性命。
So that's why Elijah ran for his life because Ahab told everything to his wife Jezebel, and Jezebel sent messages say she will kill Elijah.
这个亚哈实在是 很纵容他老婆了。
So Ahab allowed his wife to do all these bad things.
本来他是要一个葡萄园，要不到，他回家就闷闷不乐。
In the beginning, he would like to he liked the vineyard of Nabal.
这是在二十一章的第四节哈。
That's chapter 21 verse 4.
圣经上讲，他不但闷闷不乐啊，回到宫里呢，脸向内也不吃饭，躺在床上脸向内也不吃饭。这个亚哈对这个事情，我们说这个亚哈也跟他好像一个孩子，金高丢了，很会这样子丢啊，很会脸向墙壁啊，闷闷不乐啊。
So here, Ahab behave like a child. When he does not get the thing he wants, he just live in a sullen and angry and lie on bed.And refuse to eat.
那个吃饭时间到了，可能太监在喊王哦，吃饭哦。
So when the evening meal time arrives, his servant said, "King, please come to eat."
哎，怎么没有出来吃饭呢
？How come the king did not come?
可能太太进去看看啊，你怎么脸向墙壁，在那边做什么呢
？So his wife Jezebel came and asked him, "Why are you so sullen?"
他说我要跟拿伯要一块葡萄园，要不到啊，要买不到啊。
And he said, "I want to purchase this vineyard from Nabal," and he refused.
亚哈那个耶洗别说啊，你起来吃饭呐，我想办法了，我给你了。
And Jezebel just comforted him, say, "Just come up, get up and eat. I will try to solve this problem for you."
他纵容啊，这个耶洗别用诡计害这个拿伯抢他的葡萄园。
And he allowed his wife to use.All the wicked ways to get this vineyard from Nabal.
让太太用自己的名义写信召集这个众长老，然后叫他们要聚会，然后呢就叫人家诬告拿伯说拿伯是咒诅神的，是咒诅王的。
And then she wrote a letter in Ahab's name.Place his seal on that and summon all the elders and ask them to accuse Nabal, say he cursed God and he deserved to die.
然后就叫两个毁徒做假见证。
And he also asked two robbers, a scoundrel, to give false witness.
这样子他拿伯就被石头打死了。
In this way, Nabal was stoned to death.
后来葡萄园就归给亚哈了。
And eventually, the vineyard was given to Ahab.
所以神实在是很生气啊。
And God was very angry about this whole matter.
爱太太爱到这样的程度哦。
Because he loved his wife to this extent.
太太那个胡作非为，你这个都不管的。
So his wife committed all kind of crime, yet the king allowed her to do so.
我们知道夫妻本来就是一体。
The husband and wife is really united in one body.
他们应该本来是要重承生命的恩。
They are supposed to inherit the grace of life.
但是这里啊，他们同承生命的恶。
But here they received the evil of life.
所以神就叫以利亚跟亚哈讲，你看哦，那个狗在哪里吃拿伯的舔拿伯的血，将来那个狗要舔你太太啊，你们家的人的血了。
So God sent Elijah to see Ahab say, where the dog licked the blood of Nabal, eventually he will lick up your blood and all yours.
所以今天呢，也让我们学习到，真的，我们对我们配偶的爱啊，不是一味的讨喜啊，实在是要常常为他信仰来着想。
So, the correct love is to think about your spouse's faith.
不一定只是迎合跟称赞，这个才是爱啊。
It's not all the time you grant their wishes.
有时候我们对孩子的爱也是一样，有时候那个当面的责备是胜过背地的爱情。
The same thing apply our love to our children. Sometimes the rebuke in face is better than the love in secret.
所以严厉的管教，严谨的约束啊，这个有时候反而才是爱哦。
Sometimes a very severe a strict discipline is good for the children.
你说一个有毒瘤啊，你说你要爱，你就不割这个毒瘤，这个是爱吗？
Suppose you have a very malignant tumor and you don't cut it off. Is that a love?
所以有个姐妹，她结婚的时候跟先生这样讲哦。
So when a sister, when she married to her husband, she said this.
她说结婚之后啊，耶稣还是第一啦，你是第二啦。
She said after I marry you, Lord Jesus is still first place in my life and you are the second place.
耶稣说还爱自己的配偶、兄弟姐妹、儿女胜过我的，不配做我的门徒。
Because Jesus said, "Those who love his family member more than loving Jesus is not worthy to become Jesus' disciple."
当然，爱可以为对方来舍命，可以海枯石烂，但是爱绝对不可以超越真理的原则。
Of course, love can motivate a person to sacrifice himself. But love should never allow himself to a person to commit a crime against the truth.
否则真的我们就把自己卖给爱情了。
Otherwise, we will sell ourselves to love.
我听到一个执事在谈一个见证。
I heard this testimony from a deacon.
他非常爱他的孩子。
He loves his children.
但是呢，他孩子礼拜六所有的球赛呢，他一定不让他孩子参加。
But he will not allow his children to attend any kind of sport activity on Saturday.
即使那个教练打电话来要求啊，他也觉得不可以违背真理的原则。
Even the coach called and he would not accept their invitation.
那是不是因为这样，他的孩子就受亏损呢？
Because of this, his children has some losses.
其实没有，他说他的孩子每次在球上打球的时候，他们没有输过。
Sorry, his children actually never suffer any loss. They always win in their sport.
所以我们一定要尊重神胜过尊重我们对人的爱情。
So we need to honor God more than we honor our love.
亚哈自卖。
So we see Ahab sold himself.
他最后是卖给美丽的谎言。
Lastly, he sold himself to some beautiful lie, deceptions.
我们来看列王记上二十二章五到八节。
Let's read First King chapter 22 verse 5 to 8.
二十二章五到八，这时候这个他放走的那个便哈达又要来跟他打仗了。
Ben-Hadad, his enemy, came back to fight him again.
不是了，他要去打，因为那个他不遵守约定哦，所以呢，亚哈要去打他了
哈。Here in this case, because Ben-Hadad did not obey their covenant, so Ahab was about to fight a war against him.
他就要这个耶撒法跟他一起去打。
So he invited King.Jehoshaphat to go with him.
结果耶稣我就问说，那个我们应该请先知来问一问，可不可以打，可不可以，会不会赢啊？
So Jehoshaphat said, shall we first seek counsel of from God?
后来他们叫了400个先知来问。
So the king of Israel brought together about 400 prophets and to ask them.
小弟觉得这应该是耶洗别的先知啊，因为他们的先知大概都是400个做一个单位的。那时候神的先知大概都是50个一个单位的编制。
I personally believe this is the prophet from Jezebel because they have like their number is about 400, where God's prophet are always grouped like in 50s.
哇，这个四百多都可以去打，而且呢，做一个形象语言，做个铁这个做一个铁的铁脚哦。啊，你们用像这两个铁脚一样，你们就会把那个亚兰人呢、啊，把他们触倒，把他们统统杀了。
Those 400 prophets said, yes, you can go to fight a war, and they even create some iron horns to show how they can win the battle.
耶稣华知道这些不是神的先知，所以他就问说：这里难道没有神的先知吗？
King Jehoshaphat know these are not a prophet of true God. He said, is there any prophet from God?
他们就去找一个米该亚来呀。
So finally, they found this prophet, Micaiah.
啊，那个找他的那个人呢，就跟他讲说：“哎呀，人家四百人都说好话哦，你也跟大家一样啦，不要说凶话了。”
So the servant of a king who summoned Micaiah say, "Although 400 prophets already say good words, so you should say the same thing."
啊，Micaiah说呢，啊，神叫我说什么就说什么了。
Micaiah said.Whatever the Lord said to me, I will say to the king.
结果呢？亚哈选择听啊，这个四百人的谎言呢、啊、
？So eventually, Ahab chose to listen to the lies of those 400 false prophets.
米该亚跟他讲一个天上看到的异象。
So Micaiah told the king a vision he saw.
这是在十九节，二十二章十九节开始哈。
Start from verse 19 onward.
他说神坐在天上，他们在开会了。
So he saw the vision, and God was sitting on his throne with all the hosts of heaven.
那神就问说，谁可以引诱亚哈出去战阵亡呢
？And God said, "Who will entice Ahab into attacking Ramah, Gilead, and going to his death there."
大家一个说这样，一个说那样。
So one said this, another that.
啊，一个灵啊，他就出来，这应该是魔鬼啊。
Finally, a spirit came forward. This is a devil.
他说我要做谎言的灵哦，进入他们的口中，他们就会说谎了。
He said, "I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets."
结果亚哈后来就是听信了这四百个人的谎言，把米该亚关起来了。
So eventually Ahab listened to the lies of this 400 false prophet, and he put Micaiah in jail.
其实我们有时候都比较喜欢听好听的话了哈。
Mostly we like to listen a good word.
我们不太喜欢听那个严厉的道理啦，这个听起来很难过的话语啦。
Most of time we don't like to listen a very harsh word and very strict teachings.
但是保罗跟加拉太教会这样讲哦。
But Paul told the members of Galatian church.
他说我跟你们讲实话，难道就变成你们的仇敌吗
？Paul said, "When I tell you the truth, does this make me an enemy of yours?"
我们来看以赛亚书的三十章第十节。
Please read Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10.
以赛亚书三十章第十节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10.
三十章第十节。
Chapter 30, verse 10.
他们对先知说，先见说，不要妄见不吉利的事；对先知说，不要向我们讲正直的话，要向我们说柔和的话和虚幻的事。其实大家都喜欢听柔和的话。
Most people like to hear things, to hear pleasant things.
大家都喜欢听祝福的话。
People like to hear words of blessing.
所以百姓跟先知讲说不要跟我们讲呢这些正直的啦，这些责备的啦，这些不好听的啦。
So the people ask the prophet, "Give us no more vision of what is right."
其实保罗有米该亚的特色啊。米该亚说：“我指着永生神起誓。”神叫我讲什么，我就讲什么。
Paul is just like a prophet, Micaiah. He said, whatever the Lord told me, and I will say to the king.
所以一个成长的基督徒呢，是神的祝福的话可以听，真的神的提醒的话更要去听啊。
So a mature Christian can listen to both the word of blessing and words of warning from the Lord.
所以我们呢，真的不要听信呢那些只是好话的，但是却是谎言的东西。
So we should not just listen to those lying words.
然后去甚至像亚哈又把米该亚把他关起来啊。
And in this case, Ahab put Micaiah into prison.
我们看诗篇三十四篇的二十一节。
Psalm 34.
诗篇三十四篇二十一节。
Verse 21.
恶必害死恶人，三十四篇二十一节，恨恶义人的必被定罪。
Evil will slay the wicked, the foes of the righteous will be condemned.
所以亚哈是恨恶义人的。
Here, Ahab was the person who hated those righteous men.
又把他关起来。
And he even put Micaiah in prison.
所以有时候圣经上给我们的话语，给我们的故事常常是苦口良药，忠言逆耳。
So the words of Bible is always like, oftentimes like a bitter medicine to us.
这个世界上常常给我们很多美丽的谎言。
But in this world, they often come to us with very deceptive words.
这个世界告诉我们青春不要留白。
The world tells us not waste of our youth.
只要我喜欢，什么都可以。
So whatever we desire, we should go for it.
这个世界告诉我们，与其痛苦的生活在一起，不如离婚算了。
This world tell us, instead of living together very painfully, why don't you just divorce?
这些都是很漂亮的，但是真正做了，你发觉到它本身是痛苦的，这些都是美丽的谎言呐。
On the surface seems okay, but when you do it, you feel the very result many sufferings.
但是人很奇怪哦，他很喜欢听我们耳朵听啊，常常宁愿听漂亮一点的谎言哦。
But as human, we often want to listen those deceitful lies.
一个五六十岁的老人家他生了绝症。
A very an old man above 60, and he had a terminal illness.
一个医生很老实的跟他讲啊。
So the doctor told him the truth.
你活不到下个月啦。
You are not able to live until next month.
你看你现在脸色这么苍白。
See how pale your face is.
你的身体状况这么虚弱。
Your physical condition very weak.
这个老人家呢，越听越伤心啊。
So this old man become very sorrowful.
一个年轻人就不一样了。
And a young man came forward.
他说没有的，你看你还会活很久的。
He said, "No, you will not die. You will live long."
你还是你继续保持下去你还是很青春的。
You still have your youth.
他说你是我心目当中最漂亮的女人。
It's actually a woman. He said, "You are the most beautiful woman in my eyes."
你嫁给我吧。
You can even marry me.
哇，这个女人很高兴啊。
So this woman was very glad.
就嫁给他了。
She even married. She was married to that young man.
这个月她死了。
And so the next month she died.
她写遗言呐。
So in her will,
她跟医生写遗言给那个医生，她说你是世界上最诚实的人呐。
And she said, in her will, she said to the doctor, "You are the most honest person in the world."
你这个很诚实哈，也喜欢追求真实。我把我一辈子的日记啊，统统送给你了。
She says, "Because you are so honest, I'm leaving you all my diary."
另外给那个娶她的那个年轻人呢。
And then, and what she left to that young man?
我把我所有的统统给你啊。
She said, "I give all I have to you."
我知道你是在对我说谎。
I know you lie to me.
但是很好听啊。
But it sounds very, it's a very pleasant word to me.
你深得我的心。
You had my heart.
所以我把一切，我把我所有的统统给你。
So I give whatever I have to you.
我读了这个小故事，我觉得人就是这样子。
When I read the story, I feel this is very it shows the nature of human.
有时候我们真的宁愿听从谎言，不愿意去面对真实。
Oftentimes, we would rather listen to those liars, but not face the honest words.
所以有时候把我们自己卖给美丽的谎言。
So in the end, we sell ourselves to those lies.
这亚哈其实他真的是一个好人呢。
So we can see Ahab was actually a good man.
连外邦人都知道他是仁慈的王。
Even the Gentiles know he was a merciful king.
真的是太仁慈才会卖自己哦。
He was too merciful, he sold himself.
所以他把自己啊，卖给对恶的恶人的慈爱，卖给对太太的爱情，卖给美丽的谎言。
So he sold himself to those evil people, to love of his wife, and to even lastly to those lies.
最后怎么样呢？
What was his ending?
他听从谎言出去征战了。
So he listened to those lies. He went to fight a war.
他是被提醒的，他是有准备的。
He actually he received all the warnings.
所以呢，他就叫耶稣说：“哎，你穿王的衣服哈，我穿阿比班阿宾哥的衣服就可以了。”
So he tried to protect himself. He actually dress himself not like a king. Instead, he asked the king Jehoshaphat to dress like a king.
结果那个阿宾哥被告知说：“哎，杀王，我们现在是杀舌头政策，把舌头斩了，这个提兵就办了。所以对付王就好了，阿宾哥不要对付啊。”大家看到穿王服的，哇，大家都要去杀耶稣华。
So his enemy actually tried to kill the king when they saw Jehoshaphat dressed like king. They want to kill him.
耶稣华情急之下大声祷告啊。
At that time, Jehoshaphat started praying.
大家一听，哎，这个不是亚哈了，所以就不去打耶稣华了。那一个阿兵哥随便这样子一射箭，那个箭好像长眼睛，就这样，就跑到那个亚哈那个两个那个盔甲的缝隙当中，就把他打死了。
And so when the enemies discovered Jehoshaphat was not Ahab, they did not chase him. So another enemy just shoot an arrow, and then it just landed on King Ahab, and Ahab died.
亚哈放走的恶人又回来伤害他。
So the enemy where Ahab let go and came back and took his life.
有时候我们对恶仁慈，我们把自己卖了，那些我们所做的又回来 hunt 我们哦，又回来伤害我们。
So the evil people we let them go, and but eventually they turn around and come back to seek our life.
当然，我们说现在我们所谓的恶是指我们自己的那些。情欲的事情呢，不应该有的道不道德，或者是道理上不应该有的啊，这些我们如果真的这些小狐狸啊回来啊，把我们葡萄统统吃光了。
So the evil things I mentioned here refer to all the lustful desire we have. It's just like a little fox in our life, which can destroy the vineyard in our life.
所以盼望我们大家从亚哈之脉来得学习。
So this is a lesson we learn from Ahab when he sold himself.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.